From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to a list of state sponsors of terrorism, a move that will result in further sanctions and diplomatic pressure over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile program.
Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
The additional sanctions are to be announced Tuesday. Bruce Klingner is our senior research fellow at the Washington-based Heritage Foundation.
It's designating North Korea for what it really is. It officially reveals the nature of the regime. By not designating North Korea, it was really we were turning a blind eye to the nature of the regime, or we were not enforcing U.S. law.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the designation is really a message to third parties who deal with Pyongyang. He said he still hopes for diplomacy as a way to ease tensions. Existing sanctions pressure on the North is taking a toll on the regime. Japan and South Korea welcomed the announcement. The North was removed from the terrorism list in 2008 after it appeared to implement a nuclear disarmament agreement. Zimbabwe's longtime President Robert Mugabe faces the prospect of impeachment proceedings Tuesday that could lead to his ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as party leader. ZANU-PF Party Chief Whip Lovemore Matuki said the impeachment motion is moving ahead.
Because we have accumulated 230 MPs from ZANU-PF out of about 260, and we already have the numbers to meet the challenge.
The impeachment motion criticizes the 93-year-old leader for, among other things, being a source of instability. This is VOA News. The sound detected Monday in the South Atlantic is not believed to have come from a missing Argentine submarine that disappeared last week with a crew of 44. Argentine Naval Commander Gabriel Galeazzi said those sounds or signals were analyzed by a special computer program and said they did not come from the submarine. The ARA San Juan disappeared Wednesday after reporting an electrical malfunction. The U.S. announced Monday it will end by July 2019 a special status granted to some 59,000 Haitian immigrants that protect them from deportation. The immigrants received temporary protected status following a 2010 earthquake that devastated the Caribbean nation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Monday said she's prepared to lead her Christian Democrats to another election following the collapse of coalition talks on the weekend with the pro-business Free Democrats. Ms. Merkel said if new elections were called, it wouldn't be what the voters asked from us, but then we would accept it. She also indicated new elections are preferable to a minority government. Ms. Merkel, who was elected to a fourth term as chancellor but in a weakened political state following September's election, has been unable to forge a coalition with the Free Democrats and leftist Greens. Disagreements over immigration is believed to be the main obstacle. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hosted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad at the Black Sea resort of Sochi late Monday to discuss a political solution to that country's nearly seven-year conflict. Wednesday, Mr. Putin is to meet leaders of Iran and Turkey and promised to speak by phone with Middle East leaders and President Donald Trump. The Russian leader who intervened in the Syrian conflict 2 years ago said the military phase is wrapping up. In Kenya, more post-election violence. At least two people were reported killed Monday as opposition supporters protested a Supreme Court ruling that upheld last month's presidential election rerun, won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said his party doesn't recognize the government. The court nullified the August election, also won by Mr. Kenyatta, who is now set to be sworn in for a second term, November 28. After serving 4 years, the chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, announced Monday she will be stepping down from her post as of February to make way for incoming Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who was nominated earlier by President Donald Trump. Powell must first be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, U.S. stocks gained in holiday-shortened weekly trading, the benchmark Dow Jones average rising 72 points to 23,430. The U.S. market will be closed Thursday and Friday in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.